Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Kelly Carroll and Aaron Holiday to the podcast. Kelly is the gallery manager at the new Collective Arts Gallery, and Aaron is the executive director of Emergent Arts. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
So to start out with, Kelly, kind of tell me the background of what's going on, because I know that you were involved with the Whittington Gallery. So tell me a little bit of what happened and how we got to where you are right now.
Sure. So I've been a member of the Whittington Gallery for about 4 years. You know, it was previously owned by John Fagenkrantz, and Ginger and Jeff Beston purchased it about 3 years ago, which was great because they purchased it knowing that they would keep it a gallery. So that was gave us a few more good years. And then in the 1st of September, we were notified that they would be closing the gallery to pursue another opportunity. And this came as quite a shock to the 60 artists that we have there, because we were feeling very successful. And so we kind of felt like we had the rug pulled out from under us. But we stayed very optimistic, knowing that we had created a vacuum and there was a need for artists to be able to continue to show. So I worked with the artists to keep them together, just through Facebook groups and working with the patrons, really. We had such a great outpour of support from people in the community that were just as shocked by the news as we were. So when we found out, we immediately started scrambling to try to figure out how we could acquire a new space.
Sure.
And Mary Zunick was gracious to come and chat with me about possible options. And that's when we brought Aaron into the picture.
So Aaron, tell me a little bit about how you got involved in all this and kind of how you were able to, the Emergence Arch was able to bring this group under its wing.
Yeah. So we've been neighbors. We're only, I don't know, 4 or 5 doors down for the last several years. And so we too, as an arts entity on Whittington, we're still going to see the vacuum, because that space is going to be, have a different purpose. But we didn't want to see those artists go away or be without a space. We do have a gallery at Emergent Arts, but we do theme-based shows and rotate. It's not the same where an artist has a set wall that they can curate and sell on a regular basis. And that's one of the great things that was going on at Whittington, is it was a solid retail space, particularly for up-and-coming artists, mm-hmm. That may or may not be able to get representation in a traditional gallery. And so, you know, that thought definitely fits our mission at Emergent Arts of supporting emerging artists. And so Mary Zunick and I were actually on the sister city trip to Hanamaki. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of all things Japan, we're just like, what are we going to do? How can we help? And so it was in the back of our mind for that whole trip. You know, we hit the ground back home with jet lag, and we're just like, okay, let's figure it out. And earlier this year, Robert and Mary Zunick had purchased the Crest building, which mm-hmm. has the post office in it. And she's like, well, come look. I don't know if this will work. And what's great about Emergent Arts is, like I said, not only does it fit our mission, but because we've been in operation for over a decade, we have secondary funding sources through grants. You know, we could sort of ride the ups and downs that may come with having an artist collective. Mm-hmm. And that's something I think for most landlords might have been a little risky, to just have this group of people that didn't, you know, at the time have a business entity over them. But, you know, it was an opportunity for us to expand our membership program. We have a membership for working artists to use our studios. So this is a gallery membership. And, you know, we had all the parts and pieces in place to have that business transaction. And really, you know, it's been great working with Kelly and all of the artists in over the last few weeks, just figuring out, you know, all of the logistics, the business parts, and, you know, getting everyone ready to get back on the walls. So yeah. we're super excited because for us to be able to include another 60 working artists just into our community is huge for us as a nonprofit. It's great from a funding standpoint, mm-hmm. from a narrative standpoint. But at the end of the day, you know, it's really great for our community, not only to have access for the artist for sales, you know, but there are people who this is an accessible art gallery for them. They mm-hmm. may be intimidated by a traditional gallery or a museum, but it's very welcoming. It's very accessible. And there's art for everybody, every style, every price point. And that would have been a huge loss for our community.
Right. So, Kelly, how did the artists kind of respond to all of this, to the losing the space and then, you know, within a matter of weeks, finding a new space? And, you know, y'all are supposed to open in, you know, soon, November 3rd for that gallery walk. So tell me kind of how they responded to all of this.
Yeah, it was definitely a bit of a whirlwind. Yeah, there was, like I said, there was shock in the beginning. And a lot of people, though, we really push to keep optimistic, keep the vision that we can move forward with this. And where one door closes, something else will open. And the artists have been so dedicated to this vision. This has been very much supported financially and physically by the artists. Mm-hmm. So we're able to come up with a price point that fit. It was affordable for everybody to buy all the materials from the previous gallery. So we all worked together to get everything moved and into the new space up onto the second floor of the Caracol Plaza at 620 Central Avenue. And so that was another big perk, as we were thrilled to get onto Central. Mm-hmm. You know, we have so much better visibility. And, you know, Whittington, as much as I love being in the little Whittington Art District, this is going to be so much better as far as foot traffic and tourist traffic for the artists. Having sidewalk access, having the beautiful space that we have, it's been a real blessing. And the artists have been very gracious throughout the whole process. We have all 60 in place. Some of them will be new to the collective. I even have a wait list. And it shows you how much of a need there is for a space, an accessible space like this for artists in the community.
So these 60 artists that you have, or 60 plus since you've got the waiting list, are most of these, well, for lack of a better term, emerging artists? I mean, people who are still trying to, you know, find their footing and make a good break into the art world? Or is it kind of a mix of more experienced artists and some of these newer artists as well?
It's definitely a mix. Yeah. And that's part of what we love about it. Like Aaron said, there's really something for everybody. So we have senior artists that have been in the biz for their whole life. And we have new artists that have never had the opportunity to show before, that still have a lot of that imposter syndrome, that don't even feel like they should be involved in a gallery. And I love being able to support them and show them that, you know, art is not in a box, you know, that it can be accessible to anybody. And as weird as your stuff wants to be, we really have an eclectic mix. So
tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
So, as far as the building, and this can be for either of you, you know, was there much work that needed to be done to kind of prepare this to be a, you know, a gallery space? Or, you know, was it kind of mostly there and just little tweaks here and there to kind of get things ready?
Well, I mean, the space itself is beautiful. And if it were, if we were a more traditional type gallery where there would be fewer pieces on the walls that would not be rotated as quickly, it's 100% ready to go. Mm-hmm. But with 60 artists and they all sort of have their space and will rotate it, that's thousands of holes in the wall.
Right.
So actually, we have a couple of donation requests out now. We brought over grid panels, and we're putting up panels on the walls that will keep the walls looking good and allow the artists to just use like hooks and such, and then things can just move as needed. But otherwise, it's beautiful. It is not a rough space at all. It was renovated quite a few years ago by the previous owner, but the renovation was done wonderfully, and our particular space overlooks Hill Wheatley Plaza. Mm-hmm. So it's on the front side of the building with the natural light that comes in and huge picture windows. And I think it's very welcoming. And fortunately, it didn't require a lot. I think some of the places everyone brainstormed before this one was really available were not going to be ready. they might have been affordable, assuming they were available, but they were rough, things that didn't have walls or didn't have flooring. Mm-hmm. But no, the space is beautiful. And I think that when people come in, like I said, it's very welcome. And that's how we've been able to do this so quickly. You know, we signed our lease to start October 1st, and we're doing all of the installation within this month. And we'll have that opening for Gallery Walk this coming November.
Yeah. So you said that the patrons have been very helpful, willing to help. What kinds of, I mean, beyond the just, you know, we support you, we want to do whatever we can, you know, have they been pretty receptive to the idea of this move? I mean, obviously there's not much of a choice, but you know, have they been willing and trying to be as open and helpful and welcoming as you would hope?
Yeah. And I think that's going to continue. Like Aaron said, we're just getting some fundraising opportunities going, you know, for them to continue to help financially. But really just showing up for us. And this last month, it was incredible to see the final sales this last month, which I know everybody loves a good closing sale.
Sure.
But a lot of that had to do with, you know, people that were really upset to see it go and didn't know if they would see these artists again and wanted to support and wanted to, you know, send off the artists on a good note, especially going into the holidays and knowing that there would be a possible loss in income for some of these artists that rely on this, especially under such short notice. And, you know, and they continue to follow us and support us on social media. That's been so helpful with getting visibility to our gallery, especially on Whittington. We really relied heavily on social media to get our to be seen. And I'm always very grateful to the patrons just for any contribution they can in that regard, you know, whether they share content or like it or comment. It means a lot to the artists also, you know, to show pictures of the patrons when they buy art from people, you know, and people buying from people, to see that it's it really brings the community together.
Yeah. And how much better do you think the traffic is going to be? Because, I mean, obviously, being off on Whittington, I know the clubhouse also has some art stuff, but it's not that far off of, you know, Central, whereas the Whittington Gallery was a little ways off. You pretty much had to drive. How much more traffic do you think y'all are going to be able to get because you're downtown with all the rest of the galleries that are participating?
I think it'll be pretty dramatic, honestly, because this, having access to the sidewalk, we can have artists on the sidewalk painting. We can have later hours if there's events going on in Hale Wheatley Plaza. So we'll be extending our hours. We're hoping to have 7 days a week. So there's a lot of reasons why, you know, aside from just the general foot traffic that travels, you know, massive foot traffic that travels up and down Central Avenue, plus they're right there smack dab with all of the other artists. So on gallery walk night, you know, people don't have to hop in their car and come down to Whittington and park separately. Instead, they can, we can be a part of the, you know, flow of gallery walk that's so much more accessible.
Yeah. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the grand opening coming up here in a couple of weeks, but tell me, do y'all have any plans for what kinds of things y'all are going to do to kind of help welcome people in? Because it is a grand opening. You're wanting to bring as many people in, but do you have any plans for people out on the sidewalk or, you know, anything special for this other than, you know, the normal trying to bring people in for gallery walk?
Sure. Nothing specifically, but we'll definitely have someone on the sidewalk. We'll have someone in the back of the building because there's an elevator that's only accessible from the back side of the building. We'll have somebody back there that can help direct people up into the elevator. And I'm sure we'll have, you know, events coming up, but we're also really excited to be able to help give visibility to emergent arts, because now that they essentially have a representation on Central Avenue, we can help direct people, especially in regards to their educational programs. So being able to direct, you know, children and adults to their classes and their gallery walk, I'm really hoping that it can be a mutually beneficial situation for both of us.
Yeah. And Erin, kind of the same question, you know, how much is this going to help boost things for y'all, do you think?
Well, I think it absolutely will. You know, one of the challenges that we have several challenges, just like you mentioned with Whittington Studio, being a little bit out of the way. People may have the best of intentions to make it down to your gallery on gallery walk, but, you know, you get caught up and you're being social. So, you know, we may see a drop in gallery walk traffic. I'm hoping not, but we might. But I do think that we will have more opportunities, you know, to market, especially to tourists. We have some drop-in things on Saturdays. So if they stop by the gallery on Central and think, you know, learn that they can just go around the corner and make something, you know, in a couple of hours. Also, most of our teachers are actually artists who teach what they do. And so now we have within our immediate community, these 60 artists that may have never taught before, but that's part of what we do is help artists learn how to teach what they do. And so, you know, in theory, we have up to 60 artists that could become teaching artists for us or that may want to take a different class. And by being, you know, together and sharing that communication, you know, I see that growing for sure. And then, like I mentioned before, being a nonprofit, you know, our funders, whether it's a grant or an individual, they want to know how far their money goes. And so by having these larger numbers and being able to say that, you know, supporting emergent arts now supports 60 artists, you know, augmenting their living, you know, not just their creative living, but their financial living. And in a community the size of ours, to say that you have 60 working artists that are making sales is a huge outcome. And, you know, this was not in our budget, not in our plan. You know, it was last minute. Fortunately, it sort of self-manages from a financial standpoint, but going into grant making season, it's something we'll be able to include and hopefully find some new funding sources or increase our funding sources that will directly go to support that gallery. And we can grow it either with staffing or marketing or any, you know, slight upgrades we may want to do for the gallery. And like Kelly said, that's not something that they really could have done before, not being a nonprofit. Those opportunities aren't there. So, you know, I see I see a lot of different ways that it's going to benefit our programs for sure. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate y'all coming by. Kelly, can you tell me once again what the location is, what your address is, and, you know, are you planning to be open before Gallery Walk or, you know, not? And then what kind of hours do y'all plan on having right at this point?
Sure. Yes, we're very hopeful to be open at the end of October if all goes smoothly as it has so far. We're located in the Caracole Plaza at 620 Central Avenue. It's right across from the Hill Wheatley Plaza. And we plan on having hours 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. And we'll definitely have the grand opening for the November Gallery Walk on November 3rd.
Thank you all so much. I really appreciated getting to chat with y'all about this.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Yes, thank you. And hopefully we'll see you at Gallery Walk here in a couple weeks.
All right. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.